Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Bloods, we'll head over to Texas to talk to him. That's later, hour three. And Rusty Manziel down in Georgia, also later in that third hour. I was looking at a mock draft, a baseball mock draft, and they have, I was just, again, I'm not going to go through all this, but they have the Orioles taking Tremar Johnson, a second baseman out of Atlanta. And not Drew Jones, Andrew Jones' son. That'd be the Orioles' number one. Number two, they say, okay, Drew Jones out of, where is he, in Conyers? Believe so. Conyers, Georgia, baby. Let me just skip around a little bit and see if I notice anything that jumps out. Marlins take Kevin Parada, catcher, Georgia Tech. And that is the number six pick. Cubs at seven take a third baseman out of Chipola, Florida Junior College. Let me see what else. Twins take Jacob Berry, LSU. Let me go faster. Yeah, let me go faster, see what's up here. Mets, because of the compensation pick, because they did not get a deal, they didn't sign Kumar Rocker. So it has them taking a catcher out of Arizona. Do I notice anybody else in here? I'm trying to find names that we would recognize. Some of these are recruits, too. A lot of these are high school kids. But I was wanting to see if they have in here anywhere Rocker on the list. And they do have Jordan Beck. Now, Jordan Beck is the guy. Jordan Beck going in the first round of the Red Sox at number 24 overall. He's the guy that was rounding the base, flipping the bird, in case you're wanting to know. Yeah, in case you're wanting to know, they're saying that Blade Tidwell is going, this is mock draft now, from Tennessee, also in the first round to the Yankees. They got him at 25th, and anybody, Sterling Thompson there, Florida. They've got Drew Gilbert going in the first round to the Giants. So that's three off the Vols. And so on and so forth. Okay. I don't see. Where do they have Rocker? I don't see Rocker in here. They have Spencer Jones, apparently. Now, he had a really good year. Vanderbilt did not have a good year. Spencer Jones did. 6'7 kid who had been injured. He had arm problems. I think he got COVID. I think he got sick. I don't remember all the things, but 6'7, absolute animal, and had a fantastic year. There's some talk about him being a borderline first rounder. And he is all of 6'7, yo. Lefty. Got a sweet lefty swing. That kid, I can promise, if he would come back, they didn't tell him to leave. Like Carter Young's mom said that her kid was told, well, you're not wanted around here anymore. Young Calvin on Twitter this morning. Bill, Arch is pulling in other top players now for Texas. Any other of the top quarterbacks having the same effect? Said, I don't think Nico's getting this done for Tennessee. Nico's trying. Now, Arch Manning, since Arch Manning on Thursday, they've picked up two more five stars. In 1 week, that's 3 5-stars for Texas and Sark, and this is a momentum thing. Momentum is a thing in recruiting. You know how within a game you can have momentum? Like if your football team's starting to click, they've got momentum. Your baseball team's starting to hit, they've got momentum. Your basketball team's starting to really play well. Momentum is a thing within games. It's also a thing game to game. And it's also a thing in recruiting. Momentum is a thing, and right now Texas has Momo. What's that have to do with on the field? We don't know that yet until they get out there and play. But who you get does matter. Tennessee's ranked, what, number 13? That's pretty good. And if they have a pretty good season coming up here, that can be top 10. I'll repeat, Tennessee is a recruiting ranking school. They may not have shown you that a whole lot over the last X number of years, but they are. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, quick question. Does Meat Chicken still recruit? Says, I don't see much happening out of that state right now. Oh, they do. Now, they lost the linebacker there out of Tally, who apparently he's gone. He decommitted the other day, and the Crystal Balls have Georgia as the likely recipient of that flip. They were in it originally, big time anyways. And apparently Florida State's always been flirting with him. I'm sure a lot of teams would like to get involved with him. But a 4-star wide receiver, class of 24, committed yesterday. Is that Cam Williams out of Illinois? Glenn Allen, and he committed to Notre Dame. It was Notre Dame or Michigan was in it. I know that. Look, with Michigan right now, I wouldn't worry much. No, the recruiting is not awesome in the moment, but if they have a solid to pretty good season, which I think they will, Michigan getting played, that's a brand kids like. They really do. That's not going to be a problem. Johnny Vegas preaching to me on the show. Bill, quit coddling kids. I would start the game catching left-handed, then pitch in relief all the time. How did Bob Gibson and Nolan Ryan and all the old-school guys throw that many pitches? Yeah, but it's not old-school anymore. Yeah, the Bob Gibsons and the Nolan Ryans, that dude ain't around anymore. We've got Tommy John surgery left and right. I've had one in my family. And he didn't. I purposely withheld him pitching a lot. He didn't pitch a lot at all. And he still got it. Now, again, that doesn't mean every kid gets it. But no. Do not catch a kid and then pitch him later. Now, okay. Let's say you catch 5 innings and you get 15, 20 pitches in relief. Maybe. I wouldn't do that a lot. See, here's the problem with Little League ball. All parents think that game they're watching actually matters. Sitting there watching a random Little League game, maybe it's a travel team game, they actually think that one moment in time matters with their kid. Pitch my kid. Yeah, put him up there. Let's go. And it doesn't matter. It's a huge accumulation of things that matter. But parents don't see it that way. Yeah, don't see it that way. Catch will be with us here in a little bit. And we'll also have our good friend Rusty Manziel down in Georgia checking in this morning. Yeah, Allen in Tampa, the virus tried to get our guy. You're not going to get Allen with that, okay? You may infect him a little bit, but it ain't going to slow him down. He's already back digging up big stuff in the giant excavator. You're not going to get our boy down. It's not happening. But I tell you what, people this summer, man, something funky's been going on. Brett Cianzia, remember, he was a no-go yesterday. Tried to get me last week. Remember that? Remember, I had no fever at all, no chills, no fatigue, just a slight sniffle, and then you heard the cough, and I'm still getting rid of the cough. And little congestion on the show. See, the virus hears me talking about it, so it's trying to get me during the sentence. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, y'all? Didn't know the virus had such a brain. Such a smart brain. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Wow, you know what's the non-playing portion of the season? When Bill is doing list radio and reading mock drafts. Well, I wanted to see where Rocker was. And I don't look at mock drafts. But I wanted to see. Kumar Rocker was a weird story from a year ago. Drafted, what, number 8 or whatever it was. They didn't even sign him. You would think you'd have all the medical information before you sign a kid. Or before you draft a kid. Didn't sign him. That's what I don't understand. Why draft a player that high with that kind of value and then do testing or whatever and decide we're not going to sign you? Wouldn't all that be done before you draft him? That's what I don't get. The math does not work out on that one. Johnny Vegas, Bill Cambia, 13 and over players catch and pitch. When I was in Little League, my dad would not let the coaches pitch me more than 3 innings and only twice a week. I've seen you're in a tournament and you're playing 2 to 3, 4 games, guy catch a complete game, and then later that day he's pitching. Starting. A terrible idea. If that guy is going to pitch, play him at shortstop that day or something. Don't catch him. They do it all the time. All right, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm still looking live at this crash block in the left lane, 65 northbound, just before Trinity Lane. It's a good thing it wasn't southbound. That's where the heaviest flow of traffic is on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. But again, the wrecks over in the northbound lanes, watching it build pretty good out of Mount Julian. That traffic's heavy, but it's moving through Hermitage on I-40 going westbound. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring. Log on today and check out that menu, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24-7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Summer is in full swing and the deals are heating up at Lowe's. Find 4th of July savings to keep your yard looking healthy the whole season. Protect your soil from the heat with a bag of Scott's Naturescapes mulch, now 3 for $10. And celebrate the 4th with our select 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals, 2 for $10. Find more savings this 4th of July at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid 6/23 through 7/6 while supplies last. Annuals offer in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Exclusive to Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Nashville. Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with 4 locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for Poker Night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at Boom, BOZZ.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
The Braves are rolling through the summer with some huge matchups and must-win battles. And we'll bring you every pitch.
High fly ball. Forget about it. It's another home run for Acuna.
Tonight, Dansby Swanson and your Atlanta Braves wrap up their trip to Philadelphia as they face off with the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 4:50 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Saw this story. Ole Miss wide receiver Drew Burnett was shot just after hours when Ole Miss won the College World Series. Omaha, this is in Omaha, police officers responded to a call at 1:14 a.m. Monday near 12th and Cass Streets and found a 19-year-old man who had been shot. Witnesses told police that the gunshots came from a pickup. Burnett was injured in the shooting but is expected to be okay. He is a freshman from Memphis, committed to Ole Miss after playing at MUS, which is Memphis University School. Omaha police are asking for assistance in finding the person responsible. Dang! So Omaha trying to get with it. It's a big city. Now, I'm glad this kid's okay. That's the main part there. Yeah, I'm glad this kid's going to be okay. That's the part of that story that is the most important. He's going to be just fine, according to it. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, my secretary has had the Rona 3 times, twice since she has been vaccinated. I think bourbon is the true vaccine. Get some pappies, Bill, ASAP. Well, I have a pappies bottle because of you. I think that has protected me. Yeah, I've got it. It's close to the Wilco kiosk location. It's not far from me in this room, that pappies bottle. And I think it creates a health field around me to keep me where I need to be. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, saw a video from a tournament director. A 10U player pitched 6 innings, Coach takes him into the bathroom, gives him a different number, pitches another three innings the next game, and there was an eight-inning max. I'm not shocked at all. I am not shocked at all in that. I am so happy not to be in that world anymore. And I enjoyed it. I know I sound like I didn't. I really did. I just look back on it, and I thought I would miss it. I don't miss any of it at all. I don't. Dom up in Pittsburgh. I think Dom said he was heading to Notre Dame. Was it last weekend you were heading down to Notre Dame? Or was it this weekend? Dom in Pittsburgh. Bill, that virus is smarter than we know. I recently visited a friend recovering from a broken ankle at a rehab center. Upon entrance, we were given a mask and a face shield to wear, but could remove both while in his room. I'm not shocked at that either. Yeah, Dom, I think you were saying, was it last weekend? I can't remember what you said. You were heading. Dom's a big Notre Dame fan. Clyde up in Detroit is raving over Dante Moore. Raving over him. And heading into today, today's the last day. Is he ranked number one? They rank him within that particular workout. Georgia Dog down on the beautiful Emerald Coast. Checking in this morning, Georgia Dog. And they've got their show on Saturday mornings down there. Very popular show. Bill, if Nick just won Natties with a walk-on quarterback, three-star freshman receiver, no star wide receiver, and a freshman tight end, everybody would be yelling, oh, my God, that's why Nick is the greatest. Nick having to sign portal receivers and running backs last 2 years, Kirby developing at a high level. Nick is the GOAT, but Kirby is okay at number two. Well, you got to remember, now these weren't walk-ons, but he won with quarterbacks that were not, and these were the first couple of natties, that were not name star point guard quarterbacks, right? Yeah, but you got to remember, Georgia won, and they scored lots of points, too. What did they average, 38 points a game? Something like that. But it gets overshadowed because that was a rare defense. Yeah, that's what overshadows everything for them. But still. The smart thing about Kirby is how many coaches, particularly after the way Daniels played the year before, and he was paraded around as the starter in the preseason until he got hurt again. How many would have stuck with Stetson Bennett? How many head coaches? And they would have gone with one of the young guys, maybe Daniels again, or one of the other young guys with all the stars and all the flashy arm ability and all that. A lot of coaches would have done that. With Georgia, it might not have mattered because they were just that good. Might not have mattered who they flipped around at quarterback. But how many of them would have stayed with Stetson Bennett and not succumb to all these other opinions? Not that coaches listen to social media or something for opinions. They don't. But I'm just talking about, I'm sure there's thoughts of all these guys in the quarterback room, come on. Never budged. What if they don't win the national championship because of Stetson Bennett? You think that's going through your head too a little bit? Yeah, what if my stubbornness, I'm not saying he was stubborn, causes us eventually not to have the best team? Well, we have the best team on paper, and then we don't win it all. Because I was stubborn at quarterback. I stuck with Stetson Bennett. It took courage to do what Kirby Smart did. It worked out. See, we all know the end now, so it's easy to sit here and go, well, Bill, I mean, heck, they won it all. Yeah, but you didn't know it then. You didn't know what after the SEC championship game, you didn't know it. It took guts. West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles. His program. Think about Oklahoma. Baseball team all the way into the final series. Softball team winning back-to-back natties. Sports departments, football programs got a new leader, but it's been incredibly steady for decades. Quarterback, he says, commit Jackson Arnold, five-star, at the Elite 11. He said, Bill, this guy will get more wins than Arch. Well, Oklahoma's a better program than where Arch is going. Has been a better program. Will he end up, and I know these aren't your words, the better quarterback? We'll find out with Arch. Yeah, we'll find out. You know what's going to happen? I was thinking about this yesterday. It was in the afternoon after the show. But if Arch Manning just has a pretty good career, you know what's going to happen on this show, right? Everybody in this audience, except maybe Texas fans, is going to claim they told me Arch wasn't all he was supposed to be. You know, everybody says they were at the 1980 Georgia game when Herschel made his debut. And really, there were only about, 80, 90,000 people there. I was there. Everybody's going to claim that they told me that Arch wasn't what he was hyped up to be. That day, if he isn't another Manning quarterback to that level, we're going to have about a million I told you so's on this show. It's just coming. If that day comes, I may do a show, y'all. 3-hour show where all I do is sign on, hey, everybody, it's me. And we do nothing but 3 hours of people telling me I told you so. 3 hours of it. No other topic. All you folks, all you I told you so's, tweet or call the show. We'll just do 3 hours of that one. Cleanse our system of that. That day's coming, I'm just telling you now. If indeed that's the case. Dom up in Pittsburgh. Bill, I was at Notre Dame last weekend. I went to visit the campus. There were, however, no visits to the dump known as South Bend. I hate to be rude, but South Bend is not. My experience with South Bend is not one of aesthetically pleasing. Now, Shannon lives up there. We all like Shannon, but I'm just telling you, man, I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it. Sam Dog in Perry, Georgia. Bill, Kirby absolutely stubborn, but don't forget team support of the former walk-on. Stetson had that locker room, Bill. Oh, I'm sure he's got their respect. Think about what this guy has gone through. For every Stetson Bennett story, where you're a walk-on, then you leave to go to junior college, then you come back. For every one of those that turn out like Stetson Bennett has turned out, the next million of them don't turn out like Stetson Bennett has turned out. The next million of those stories read like this. Was a walk-on, left to go to junior college, came back, never got to play, now works a job. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. That's the story that is a million times more prevalent than Stetson Bennett's. Won a natty sitting there sipping on some pappies. That's a lottery ticket story. That's a went to the local gas mart, got a ticket, it was worth $100 million. That's the Stetson Bennett likelihood story. Most every other story like Stetson Bennett, again, is walked on, stayed a walk-on, finished a walk-on, and loved his time there, never got to play, now works a job in an office in a cubicle 9 to 5. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But he did not quarterback the national championship team. That's a lottery ticket story. That's a, hey, you see all those, there's 10,000 stacks of hay over there in that field. See them? They're stacked really high and wide. There's 10,000 of them. Somewhere in there, there's a needle we put. Find it. It's a fantastic story. Oh, it really is. It's a wonderful story. Kirkland down in, Bill Shanks was talking about you, Kirkland, the other day, and it was all complimentary. No, it was all complimentary. He's a big fan of yours. I am too. Kirkland, Bill, the mailman, will deliver again. He says loyalty. He's talking about the dogs. He loves, by the way, Kirkland, if you could start a Stetson Bennett fan club, Kirkland would do it. He would do it. He would say, Bill, I am taking control of this thing. It's mine. You know what? He's attached himself to a good dude, too. Yeah, he really did. Sam Dog, damnedest thing I ever saw in a football game, number 3. See, he's already given us 2 of them. One was he had a 130-pound kid playing on the defensive front, stealing the quarterback handoff to the running back. That was one of them. Then on a toss sweep, he had a linebacker, he said, intercept it and house it. He said this one's number 3. Had a running back go for 236 in a game to set the record, the school record. Big lead, fourth quarter starts. Coach tells him to run up the middle and drop the ball with contact. 3 fumbles in the season, all in one game. So wait a minute. Fourth quarter starts. They've got a huge lead. He's already rushed for 236, the school record. Coach tells him to run straight up the middle and fumble the ball. Now, why would you want your guy to fumble it? I could see playing conservative and running the ball and just trying to run the clock, eat the clock, but so purposely fumble the ball, unless I'm reading this wrong. Not sure I understand that strategy. Why would you give the ball to the other team, even if you've got a big lead? Is that what you're saying? If that's what you're saying, I don't get it. Catch is going to be with us in a little less than an hour. Jeff Ketchum from Orange Bloods, who is fantastic. After that, Rusty. Rusty's got a camp today. Rusty does all these various camps. He's in Georgia. He is fantastic. And he said, before the camp, Bill, I can do a little bit with him. Do about 8-10 minutes with us. So we'll get Rusty in here, too. Later, hour 3. Rusty's been a good friend, dating back, I guess, all the way to the Rivals day. Known him a long time, man. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on this earlier crash on 65 northbound. It's going to be just before you get up to Trinity Lane. We're just grateful that it wasn't southbound because that's still very heavy trying to get down 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Still busy, but it's moving, coming through Hermitage, Donaldson, all that traffic coming in from Wilson County down I-40. 24 there at Whites Creek Pike. It looked like a crash a few minutes ago. Hey, Ripley's has a great summer camp experience lined up for the kids. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey man, love that car. I've never seen one like it.
It's a limited edition. They only made 20 of these babies.
And your shoes are crazy cool.
Yeah, they're a limited edition. Only 3 in existence.
And is that the new Jumbo Bucks instant game from the Tennessee Lottery?
Yeah, it's a limited edition too.
Have you ever played one?
How do you think I got the car and the shoes?
Play the new Jumbo Bucks limited edition instant game from the Tennessee Lottery for chances to win up to $300,000. But hurry, these tickets won't be around long. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh,
Guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. For tonight, partly cloudy, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Jeff Ketchum, hour three, about 20 minutes in. Then right after him, we'll take the break right after him, and then we'll go to Rusty. So we do have a little bit of guesting today, but it's later, hour three. A week from today, I'm going to bring Mike Farrell back. He was very good. I knew he'd be good, but... And that's what we'll do. We'll do it like we do with Brad or whoever, and that's you can tweet your questions. Yeah, you can tweet your questions. And if you want to call, that's fine too, but mostly we do the tweets. And we will pass those along to him. He's really good. He is a national recruiting analyst who's got at least a quarter of a century under his belt doing it. And... he wants to promote. He's got his site, and you can subscribe to it. Take a look at it. I'm telling you, it's good. It's not like one of the big services that have all the team sites and everything, and nothing wrong with those either. They do good jobs, but his is a little different. It's just him, and he gives you everything he's got. It's pretty good. I've looked at it. It's good. It's very good. Sam Dog says, Bill, in that game where we were told the running back was told to fumble, he says we were up 52-6. They couldn't stop the run at all, Bill. We were just trying to stop the bleeding. Okay. Hey, why all those fumbles on the stat sheet there, kid? You ran for 200 and whatever. Why all those fumbles? Well, I did it on purpose. Coach told me to do it. Why not, instead of fumbling, why not just get to the line of scrimmage and then trip yourself? Well, let the other team have the ball, maybe. Maybe that's it. Tennessee Insurance Dog. Bill, Stetson is, what are you saying here, better than Spencer Rattler? Hashtag sip gat pappy. Stetson, what does Stetson Bennett want to do after this? He wants to play out his football eligibility, which I totally understand. You know how some people, we were talking about it, maybe he needs to transfer, and that came up. Because obviously Georgia after last year is going to hand the ball to one of these 4- and 5-star kids that's waiting to play, right? Nope. Boy, that would be, imagine him going somewhere else. Number one, he wouldn't be very attractive in the transfer portal. And... he'd end up on a team with not 1/100th the ability of the Georgia Bulldogs. So he could probably go out there and get killed. He'll play on a team that doesn't have one player who could play for Georgia's defense. And probably not many, if any, who could play for Georgia's offense. And he's out there running around in the name of, I want to keep playing. I'm glad he didn't do that. That would be sad. I don't even think that was a thought for him. But that would be sad to watch. A kid of that nature, a kid who's accomplished so much, ending up in a situation like that. Again, I know what you're going to say to me, Bill. He won a natty. He would not be attractive in the portal at all. Not the schools we're talking about. Oh, he'd find a home for sure. No question. He'd have people lined up for that, but not the names that you consider the excitable, fun names that we talk about on the show. Not at all. Not at all. Blake Ruffino was with us yesterday. We were talking about LSU football. The recruiting ranking item is not good for them right now. What are they, 45th? And the number two or three player in the state, a five-star, just committed to Texas, a safety. Obviously, the number one-ranked player in the state is committed to Texas, too. That's Arch Manning. So they've got some work to do. Yeah, they've got a lot of work to do. Brian Kelly, my boy, is not a real big recruiting rankings guy. I don't think their ranking's going to be anywhere close to number 45. It'll get way better than that. But anyways, that was an interesting conversation. If you missed it, you can go back in the archives. But baseball, they're adding a lot of transfers, and they did take that UCLA pitcher yesterday who's going to join the staff. So there's another addition. Pitching was not all that good. Matter of fact, their first pitcher, their starting pitcher, was a kid, Blake Money, who's from right here in Wilco. Big 6'7 kid. Did not have a very good year overall. And his teammate was the starting number one guy for Vanderbilt, which is Chris McElvain. They were on the same team. They were on the same high school team. Now, they're a couple of years apart in age. 1 or 2 years, I'm not sure. But a couple of years apart, maybe 1 or 2. Yeah, they were on the same staff. Both throwing over 90 in high school. You got to understand, a kid throwing 90 in high school looks like he's throwing 120. I know nobody's ever thrown 120, but that's what it looks like. Because your average high school guy throws about 78. If a guy's throwing 84 in a high school game, you're going, oh my God, what is that? Once you get to college, if some kid's throwing 84, particularly like in the Big 12, ACC, SEC, upper echelon of the Big Ten, West Coast. Somebody's throwing 84, you might as well just set it on a tee and blow it up the size of a beach ball. It looks that slow. But in a high school game, it looks like this guy is throwing flames, man. There's literally sparks coming off this ball. He's throwing it so hard. No. He's throwing it so hard that, you know, when a plane breaks the sound barrier and you hear that piercing noise, that's what it sounds like when a guy throws 84 in a high school game. It breaks the sound barrier. Allen in Tampa, Bill, Thurston Howell III is going to get a job on an island. So Stetson Bennett, he says, is going to get a gig on some island. Showing people around. I don't think it'll be an island that some Georgia fan owns. Let me put it this way. He'll get paid handsome. How about that? All right. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's been pretty rough this morning. It's parts of South Nashville are cleaning up another wreck now at Hobson Pike at Hamilton Church Road. We already had one earlier at Hobson Pike that had traffic closed at Smith Springs Parkway. 5600 block of Franklin Pike. They're still on the scene of that wreck. Finishing up the paperwork here. 65 northbound just before Trinity Lane on that two-car wreck. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from the Afternoon Stretch. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code TAS to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code TAS so they know that we sent you. 21 up and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Vanderbilt got some news from their 22 signing class. By the way, folks, I know that you scoff when you hear Peabody mentioned on the show. I know you do. I mainly talk about them to teach lessons about what not to do and how not to do it when it comes to Vanderbilt, other than baseball. But their football recruiting class, the class of 22, was ranked 32nd. Now, two things. That's really good for Vanderbilt. Inside the league, that's probably at the very bottom. So there's two ways to look at it. It's a really good number for them historically, but inside the league, it's not good at all. Depends on which way you look at it. Now, they signed a receiver from the northern side of the city of Nashville, Hendersonville, by the name of Andrew Page. Yeah, he signed. So he's in this freshman class right now. He took to Twitter said, I'd like to thank Coach Lee and the entire staff for believing in me. This has been one of the toughest decisions of my life, but after a lot of thought and long talks with my family, I have reached a decision to ask for my release from Vanderbilt so I can reopen my recruitment. So this is a guy that's already signed. He was ranked number 54 in the state of Tennessee, a wide receiver. And I don't know who all he's got coming after him. I don't really know the kid. I don't think I've seen him play. And he's from this area. But that's a kid from the signing class that just signed up. And with the portal, you can do these things. I mean, this is a freebie there. Again, they had a high ranking class. Not bad at all. Yeah, not bad at all. On Twitter, Bill is King, if you'd like to check in this morning. Catch will be with us. Jeff Catch him. We'll check in a little bit later. And Rusty Manziel will be with us. Georgia Dog. And this is something called John Tweets Sports. In 2015, Sark, Steve Sarkisian, reeled in the number one rated recruiting class at Southern Cal. It was Southern Cal's highest rated recruiting class in 10 years. He was fired by mid-October. He says, so forgive me if I'm asking once again for Sark to show us something before I'm a believer. Now, Sark had some significant problems back then that are well known. And the problems that he had were off the field. And again, those problems never totally go away, but they're kept at bay. And I don't know that I see that happening again. Again, we'll find out how good he has this team playing this year, next year, etc., with all these kids who are for now committed. We'll see what happens there. But that is a good stat. I'd forgotten about that. That's not that long ago. What is that, seven recruiting classes ago or something like that? That's not that long ago at all. No, Kev, Bill has sent you an email about that Major League Baseball game, about the fourth out. Forgot to mention there was one out in the game at the time. And, yeah, I pulled up the email. Anyways, I'll get to that. There's not enough time here this hour, but I'll look it over. It's a long email, and maybe I can reduce it some once I read it. I didn't see it because I don't watch. I'm a college guy. And I don't watch. Major League Baseball might be on the screen in front of me in one of the rooms here or wherever, but I don't pay attention. I just can't. Dodgers were on the other night. The team that I supposedly like was on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. This is after Ole Miss had finished off Oklahoma and had claimed the Natty, and I didn't even watch the Dodger-Atlanta game. Already had my baseball. Already had the college game that day was my fulfillment. The Ole Miss Natty over Boomer Sooner gave me all the baseball I needed that day. Filled me with the baseball that I wanted. So anything that happens in a highlight pack, I did see the Freddie Freeman stuff. I did see that. Yeah, I did. But the drama and all that, I saw him. Somewhere it pulled up on my Twitter where it was him in front of the media and when he was tearing up that whole time in that press conference. I did watch that almost start to finish. But that's about it. That's my Major League Baseball. All right, hour two is complete. We've got some guesting. Now, it's going to be in about 15, 18 minutes. But Catch will be with us. And after that, Rusty will be with us. Rusty Manziel. Canada. You're going to like these guys. If you don't know these guys, which you probably do know these guys, but you're going to like them. Very good. Omni Nashville Hotel.